Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Ishan Akbar, and welcome back to another fascinating episode of 929, a podcast from Fiverr.com. As always, you give us 9 minutes and 29 seconds of your time, and we'll give you a top tip from someone who is brilliant at what they do. Our guest on the show today is the marketing mastermind behind Gale's Bakery, who have been reinventing the way Londoners think about bread through their neighbourhood bakeries.
Almost every single customer complaint started with, "I love you, but..."
Romy joined Gale's in 2013 to help bring to life the team's vision of the modern bakery. And today, there are more than 50 Gale's bakeries in London. I definitely want that rose and pistachio cake delivered to me every day. It's just so good.
If you're in town, well, I'll hook you up.
In this episode, I'll be grilling or baking Romy on why customers continue to return to Gale's and the importance of great customer service. But the clock is ticking, so let's crack on. So Romy, tell us, what is the lesson you wish to impart on our listeners today?
I would wish to impart on people about customer service. At the end of the day, it's just people helping people. And if we can do that with humanity and authenticity and empathy, we will all be a happier bunch.
Beyond having people like me telling people that Gale's rose and pistachio cake is the best thing I've ever put in my mouth, how do you, in your role as marketing commercial director at a time like this, make sure people care about the great products that Gale's has got?
Well, without getting too emotional, you know, we weren't thinking of the gorgeous pink icing and the edible flour on top of it. We were thinking about keeping the bakers in work. Mm. And we were thinking about keeping our ingredient suppliers, many of whom are partners, and the producers and makers that we work with. We were thinking about supporting them. Mm. So at this time, you know, we have started selling some different things that we didn't sell before, like a grocery range, which a lot of brands have done. And I think it's fantastic, mostly because the people from whom we're buying those ingredients otherwise are pretty stuffed. You know, the restaurant industry is not there right now, and whatever we can do to help. So I think for us, it's been about reconnecting with the purpose of what the brand, the business is, which is a neighborhood baker. And just by reminding our customers of the things that we sell, and hopefully they continue to support us during this time, which I know we've been lucky enough to have our customers support, which has been great.
I think what's great about what you just said is there seems to be some almost a kind of old school idea of this neighborhood baker. And you at a time like this being able to make sure that that stays front and center of your thinking. In the world that we're in now, which seems slightly disassociated from its local communities, how do you, if I'm a tech entrepreneur or something, try and instill that value?
Gale's is a community brand. It's a community business. So in every high street in which we find ourselves, the purpose of being there is to serve the neighborhood. Mm. So when we were able to stay open, and we weren't able to keep all of our shops open in the early days of lockdown, so we closed them and closed some of them, and we've reopened them since. But the role in which we play as community bakers, not only to feed people who are lucky enough to be able to walk or order for delivery to get baking to their houses, but also to feed those who can't. So we've made over 50,000 meals for the NHS during the first lockdown, which was quite incredible. And we continued to support over 40 charities. So that's part of being a community brand, and I guess just really being there.
You mentioned a big driver over the last few months being you wanted to keep your bakers in work. In terms of the relationship with those employees and your customers, I think a lot of organizations find it quite difficult to make sure their employees and their customers are equally happy. Is there anything you do or the organization does in particular to make sure there's a good feedback loop between those two parties?
Well, back to the community point, we don't see it as a community of us and them. It's very much as one community. We all live here, you know, and we're all in and around the same place and eating the same food and drinking the same coffee, which is why customer service, you know, we don't have a view that it's us and them, that it's we should be treating each other differently. Respect and care for each other and for the community is holistic.
So in a sense, your employees are your customers, right?
Our employees are absolutely our customers, and our employees are our biggest fans, our biggest champions. And whilst the beauty of a brand like Gales is that often the customers tell us things about ourselves that we hadn't even thought of, you know, we didn't even realize because they know the brand so well. But the same, of course, goes for all of our employees and their eyes and ears, and ideas come from everywhere.
Can you think back to an example of where that was said to you and you were like, oh, I didn't know that, whether it was good or bad. And you thought, okay, let's change this.
All the time. We have feedback that impacts change the whole time. I was reflecting the other day about when I started working with Tom and the team at Gales, and I started reading all the emails that came from customers. And this incredible thing as a marketeer for me was that almost every single customer complaint started with, I love you, but. And so when a complaint is coming from that place where someone genuinely wants you to get better, the feedback is very, it's almost like holding up a mirror.
If someone is starting a business or they're a startup entrepreneur, how can they set off on the right foot to make sure that this is embedded in everything they do, this idea of getting feedback and not being too defensive about it because, you know, I'm putting my heart and soul into this business. And then a customer comes and says, yeah, but. How do you make sure that you're able to, I guess, train yourself to be able to deal with that?
In order to embed the customer's view into a business, you just need to embed it. So it's not something that you Right. can farm out. It's not something that you can assume someone else will take care of. If it's not something that's important, then quite simply, I would struggle to understand how it would be perceived as important. So, you know, advice for someone starting out is just, be authentic, be a person. So if you can just be human about it and not assume someone else will take care of it, or not assume that it's this thing that is the other, it's just part of what you do. And part of what you do has to be to understand and listen and empathize with your customers and make change and coach change through the business so that it actually happens and you can keep delivering on the brand promise.
How can you ensure that your commitment towards listening to the customers doesn't come off as glib? I know sometimes big corporations say, oh, we really want to hear your feedback, all this stuff, and it just seems like a tag on. If I am, you know, in your position in another organization, how can I ensure that people see that this is a genuine commitment from us?
Whether you're Ryanair delivering a value product or, you know, very high-end retailer, there's an expectation from customers about the brand. So I would say this, but people buy into a brand before they buy from it. And when you stand for something, you are setting yourself up to, you know, to deliver on it or not to deliver on it.
So when it comes to customer relations, what's your key bit of advice that you'd give to businesses?
Customer service should be something that everybody needs to think about. And not everybody needs to think about it all the time. In our world, it's the brand team who's out there having conversations and channeling feedback from customers through the business in a way that everybody can understand. But it's really just about hearing people and listening and making the space and the time for that. And often customers know a lot and a lot more than sometimes some of the employees know. So it gives extra meaning to the customer being right.
Is there a practical step someone listening to this episode could take as soon as it's finished to start developing a better relationship with their customers?
I think the best place to start that any of us, where any of us could start at any time, would be simply to ask your customers. Customer feedback is particularly in a time like now where a lot of us have taken the opportunity to really, you know, get back closer to the things that really matter in the business. Even doing small focus groups is useful. Small surveys. Get someone out there with an iPad and just talk to people.
Romy, let it be known, this is my second series. You are a dream guest.
Oh, thank you. That's so nice.
Romy, thank you so much. So much wisdom from that chat.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great to talk.
Well, there you have it. That was Marketing and Commercial Director at Gales Bakery, Romy Miller, on the value of treating your customers like a community. And as we still have a little time left, 929 is a Fiverr podcast. Remember, you can always go back and listen to Series 1 of 929. And if you haven't already subscribed, please do, as we've got more episodes coming your way.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.